Yeah, I've actually read the Riverfront Project, as well as I was involved in the initial stakeholder engagement process where they asked different community members to come in and give input. And through it, you know, I talked about a couple of different things that I think are very important still to this day. Number one, the Riverfront Project has to be safe. As I've read the newspaper as well as listened to the radio over the last couple of years, there have been some dangerous incidents that have occurred in our river. And that's because it moves fast and it's unpredictable in many different spots. And so number one, any project down by the river has to be safe. And then I think the next thing we need to think about is it affordable? And not just can we pay for it, but what's going to be the return on our investment there? You know, whether it's $5 million, $10 million, $20 million, is it going to have a return on investment that we can measure and be able to say to the people of Columbus, this was worth our investment? But then also, I think it's got to be, because it's downtown, attractive. So safe, affordable, and attractive. You know, as you come across the bridge coming into Columbus, you've got this beautiful red bridge that looks straight at our courthouse. Any project that we do next to that beautiful bridge has to be able to contribute to that existing architecture and show that this is a intentional and important investment that we've done for the community. It's got to be able to last the test of time. And because people are coming into or going out of Columbus in that area, we really got to make a statement. And so first, it's got to be safe. Second, it's got to be affordable. But lastly, I do want it to be attractive if we're going to be investing in the riverfront.